How's it going, Sha?
I'm all right. I gotta get a mammogram when we're done recording. Real excited about it.
How often is that a thing?
I guess every year. At this age, every year.
Okay.
Which, I mean, they say it's painful. It's uncomfortable, yes.
Right.
But to me, it's not that painful. And I don't know why that is. I don't know. But, you know, I think because I go in going, all right, they're going to squish my boob between two pieces of glass.
Yeah.
Something. So just be prepared for what that is, might feel like. And so my brain is like, oh, I bet it'll feel like this. And it does for the most part. So it's not surprising.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's not like they squish it and suddenly my knee's on fire. You know, like it's...
It's like a funny bone in your boob. That'd be crazy.
Right. It's just like, nope, that's what that feels like. You know, there's no surprise. So maybe that's it. But you
how
know.
Long does it take for a boob to inflate again?
Oh, well, I'm in my 50s, so these are never inflating again. Not without surgical help. But it's the slowest bleed out of the air is just leaking very slowly. And these weren't particularly buoyant to begin with. So, but, so, you know, I mean, I don't know what the bounce back factor is. Mine hadn't bounced in a while.
No, because, yo, real
it's not like a can that suddenly comes back up once it's crushed.
Oh, man. Yo, like, every time someone, like, talks about it, like, I worked in furniture sales. My first thought is, like, memory foam quality.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people talk about, like when you get a memory foam mattress, a lot of people don't know that it always bounced back. But the quality of the mattress is actually determined by how fast it responds.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because like a good quality mattress will spring back because you're rolling on the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to like roll one way and then like leave a dent that takes like 5 seconds to come up.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's not, it's, yeah, there's no like, a good test for that, especially when you're older, is the elasticity in your skin.
Ooh, okay.
So if you take your hand and lay it flat, like take your hand and lay it flat, and then just kind of pull at the skin on your hand, pull it up a little, and then just let it go to see how long it takes to go back down.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're still young. Look at how yours is just snapping back. Mine literally just took a verse of a song to get back into place. So, so it's not like that. It's not like there's an indent, at least for mine. There's no like indention and then it comes back. It's just kind of squished and then let go. You know,
so like,
I mean, if you were to attack boobs with your hand, if you were to squeeze one with your hand.
Right.
And you let go and there are still little finger marks like foam.
Yeah.
Both of y'all go to the hospital. Something's wrong.
Either you too strong or she got to get the tits set.
Yeah, something's wrong. I don't think you should be leaving indentions like that.
Okay. So before you leave, your boobs are like back to
where, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, that makes sense. I've had a lot of questions about this because like.
Oh, sure.
Like, for example, like, I've always wondered if they let you pick the direction of the squish.
Oh, no.
Like,
no,
can I go like this instead of like this?
I mean, they'll do it both ways. Or
oh, they
at
do
least,
both. You get like a cross?
Yeah, they have a machine. Here's the thing. Back in the day, I think there was just like one flat thing and you just slapped it on the plate and they rolled a crank and they cranked down another plate. But
they make
now
waffles?
They've got things where you just kind of put it in sideways and it'll do a sideways one. It'll do a more horizontal one.
Okay.
But the thing is, you have to make sure that there's no other part of your body in the way. So you have to like leave your boob there and then your whole body has to turn away from it. Like I have nothing to do with that breast. I don't know that breast. Yeah. So that's the thing is to make sure that you're still, that you're holding your breath so that you're not breathing, no movement. Last year, I think it was last year, I got one done, or actually it was a year and a half ago. I got it done and they asked me to come back and get it done again because there was something on the image. And then when they did it again, they were like, oh, there was just a little schmutz on the little schmutz on the machine. And I'm like, cool. Cause for 3 weeks I thought I had something wrong with my breast.
Oh my God.
Turns out it's just a little, let me just lick my thumb and wipe that off. So, you know, what's an exact science, really?
You got cancer? Nah, I just needed a baby wipe. You know what I mean?
I just needed a Windex.
Oh, man. Yo, medical professionals are humans, too. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, more often than not, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they
don't
trying.
Know, and they really are. I don't know. I know you watch a lot of TV shows, you know, the medical TV, the medical dramas, and they're just like trying to get to the bottom of shit. They are never in real life trying to get to the bottom of shit. My own doctor was just like, all right, is there anything else wrong with you? Or are you just feeling the things that happen when you turn 50? And I'm like, what? Shit, I don't know. Do you have a list of what those are? Jeez. If I did, are you just going to go, well, you're 50? Like, how do I, what are you going to?
Yep, that's about right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I know when I first heard about the test and they explained it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. They weren't explaining it to me. They were talking about it in the living room, my aunts.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? And I just remember, like, so at the, I was still too young to, like, no, sexual organs directly, like the actual, like, things of what they were. Like,
right.
In my head, boobs were the sexual organ of women still. You know what I mean?
Right. They weren't like a part of a woman's body.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, I didn't like put together like vagina, penis are the same. It
right.
was just like, women have boobs, we like boobs, they're the same as penis.
Okay.
You know? So in my head, when I heard of this, like, I just went back to my room. And, like, I just kept stressing that, like, they're going to squish my penis once a year.
Oh.
Because that's what I thought. I was like, oh, like, they do that to their stuff. They got to do it to our stuff.
Sure.
To check it out. And, like, I held that fear until, like, 19 years old. Like, until college. And, like, I genuinely thought, like, when you get old enough, they're going to squish your penis once a year at the doctor.
I mean, to be honest with you, why don't they?
I don't know either. I feel like, I don't know what it would check, but I promise you it'll check some.
You'll find something, right? Or real like talk. A little something. I don't know if squeezing your nuts is a good idea.
Yeah, not nuts, just the
not
penis.
Nuts, just the penis.
Yeah,
boom. I don't know what exactly you'd be looking for, but again, I don't know what they're looking for except for cancer in the boobies. So like, it seems like that thing is tough enough. It could probably take a little squeeze.
Yeah, real talk. Why not?
But, you know, whatever. Probably because doctors are male and they don't want to do that. Because yeah. I also feel like there's probably another way to do this. I don't see why we got to squish shit. I don't know why I got to put my titties on the glass. Why I got to put them on the glass and have you, you know, squeeze the life out of them to see what's going on. Like, cameras are pretty good.
Real talk.
I mean, I got my eye bone's a 14, but I bet a 15 Pro could probably let me know what's going on.
Real talk. Yeah. Like, listen, when we had to do it, fine. But, like, you telling me in 2024 we still squeezing titties like this? You know what I mean? Real talk. 1980s, fine. I'm with you. I was there. You know what I mean? Technology wasn't all that. But today, we still, like, iron and titties flat.
Every time I see a pregnant woman, I think, I can't believe we're still doing this shit.
Yo!
There's not enough. We haven't developed another way. This is ridiculous.
Yo.
I'm like, oh, God, I can't believe you got to go through all that.
Real talk. Every time Gabby goes to the doctor, I'm like, yo, real talk, man. Bless your heart. Like, you a soldier. Real talk. Like, I all of her doctor's appointments give me nightmares. Like, all of them. I don't even go in no more unless she asks me. Like, I'm waiting in the car. One of us needs to be strong. okay? And
and it's not you.
And it's not me. I gotta not cry because I gotta drive us home from this weird office in Long Island, okay?
Yeah.
But like, if I go in there, I'm gonna be teary-eyed and you can't drive, okay? So I'm gonna stay out. I went in once for like some needle poking thing they did for her to check like her nerves.
Ooh.
And like, yo, there was like, she was like, I need you to hold my hand. And like, all right. So I held her hand. So like, I'm looking at her and they did like the first two needles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit. And the doctor's like, yo, the doctor, yo, I didn't know he was going to go that far in with the needles. Yo, I thought he was going like poker or something. He like, they put the whole shit in and then they keep putting more. So like, and Gabby's just like, she would tighten her squeeze on my hand,
right?
But she's just stayed still.
Right.
So like, none of that registered with my brain. Right. I'm like, how are you not yelling? And why are you doing this to my wife over and over? Why are there more needles? Why are you not done? There's two needles already in my wife. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
No. I was so tight. And like, everyone else is looking at me like, I'm wild. I was like, yo, this is Matt. And I was like, shorty, I got to use the bathroom. I got to leave. Like, I'll be over there. I can't do this shit. Yo, I was so tight. Like, you brought me here for this? She's like, yeah, I wanted you to, like, be there. But, like, I'm here for you, like, for the story after. I can't see that. Nah, that's insanity. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, they got to put, like, 13 of them in, and they check, like, how my nerves react and all that. Oof. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yikes. Mm-mm. That's a lot. Yeah, real there's talk. Definitely, I mean, the way that I get around that is I just don't look, you know? Like, yo. So if they got to put in to draw blood, whatever, if they have to give me a shot with a very long, when I had to do a nerve block on my leg before my surgery. And so the dude is like, the way to find the nerves in my leg so that he doesn't hit the nerve and fuck up my whole leg. They have to do like a ultrasound basically or something. So I'm looking at the screen at all my muscles and stuff. And he's just kind of looking like, all right, I think it's here. What?
Yeah.
So I just had my eyes closed. I was just like, yeah, you got this, player. You got this, boy. I can't watch. I'm not watching. Because, you know, the needle going in, that is uncomfortable, yes. And sure, it hurts. But if I don't see it, then it's just happening. It's happening. But I can't have a fishing expedition. I need you to be sure. So for you to just be like, I don't think there's one behind here. We'll put one here. I'm like, what are we doing? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude.
So,
they are wilding on y'all, yo.
Yeah, it's wild.
I know that whole, like, we took the train home and she was like, she told me it was like a weird place we couldn't park. Okay. And like, I was like, A, I'm very happy we didn't drive. There's no way I could have drove after seeing that.
Right.
B, like, I asked her, like, how many were in there? She was like, I think they did like 13 at the end. They got to check a few different things. They keep them all in. Ooh. While they do the exam, they have to like check her nerve things. Right. So I was like, yeah, that's crazy, yo. Being a woman is tough. And she's like, that's like a test for everybody, for the record.
Yeah, everyone gets that test. She's like, everyone gets that. We aren't the only ones with bad nerves.
Yeah. I was like, yo, I promise you, I'm never getting that test. Like,
you probably need it.
I might need it. Yeah, I was like, I might need it, but I'm never getting that test in my life. And like, but like, just like, it really like heightened to me the type of shit that she's been through. Cause like, that's my biggest fear. And she was just like, yeah, I've been here 4 times. Like, yo, like women have had so much other shit done at the doctor's office that like having 13 needles put like an inch and a half deep into her while they do a 10-minute exam where they like electrocute each of them joints. And you got to say if you feel them. That's like a regular checkup. Nah, B, I'm good.
It's not a run of the mill. Like, that's not something I would do. That's something that she is.
Yeah, she had to do that. Yeah.
But like, yeah, there's a lot of things that's just like, all right.
Yeah, like it's just like,
that's how we do it now.
Straight up. Like, she, like, because like we go through, like, at the beginning of the month, we do a calendar check-in. Yo, here are my comedy shows, my podcast, you know where I'm at. Then we do like, you know, medical stuff, the kids, we make sure a parent is available for everything.
Right.
And like, she's supposed to tell me, yo, this is a doctor's appointment that I need you for.
Right.
You know, like, hey, I need you to be here for this. This wasn't that. This was like a last minute, like, hey, you want to come with me to the doctor? And I'm like, this is the regular shit? This is the shit that, like, you just man up and handle on your own and take the train home? This is like, yo, that like blew my mind, Sha. Like, this is just, I don't want to know, like, what your thought process is that you were like, yeah, like, 1 to 10 in the pain, this is like a 4. Like, nah, yo.
Yeah.
Straight up tears came out. Like, she was buying me food to console me afterwards. She said, you want ice cream or something? Like, I was the one that dealt with that shit, yo.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm learning after this whole thing that I need to add a number when they're like, what, between 1 and 10, what your pain is. I need to just go ahead and add a number because I'm like, I'm taking this pretty well because I'm breathing deeply and I'm just trying to get through it. But, huh, this might actually be a thing that's painful. So let's go ahead and bump that up to a 5 or even a 6. And others are like, this would straight up be an 8. And I'm like, oh, then let's make it an 8, you know?
Oh, man. But I'm happy your boobs are back.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than ever, apparently.
Yeah, cool. I hope so. I'm sure they'll be fine. I'm going to check the glass myself and clean it. Wipe it down.
Wipe that down, B. I gotta
wipe it down so that, you know.
I seen y'all work. Okay.
Yeah.
I trust y'all, but the cleaning service, y'all, come on. Y'all step your game up.
Gotta do better.
Oh, it was a weird dude, Gastro, here trying to get his penis flattened last week. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
Imaging center.
Let's get into the news. A cat accidentally shipped with an Amazon return.
Who?
From Utah to a facility in near Riverside. That's right. Wow. A cat was accidentally shipped with an Amazon return from Utah all the way to a facility near Riverside. The animal's owner said they had packed the box to return some shoes and took it to a drop-off location. They didn't realize the cat, Galena, was hiding inside. Friends and family helped the owners search their house, neighborhood, and surrounding community for a week while they plastered missing posters around town and on social media. After spending a week searching for Galena, the owners received a text that her microchip had been scanned the afternoon of April 17th. It was detected 650 miles away in California. Ultimately, Galena was trapped in the box with the Amazon returns for 6 days without food or water. Wow. An Amazon employee named Brandy rescued the cat from the box when she found it in the Riverside area warehouse. She took care of the cat before dropping off Galena at the vet the following day. The owners then booked a flight to reunite with their miracle cat, who's now doing okay. They want to encourage all pet owners to microchip their pets and triple check your Amazon boxes.
Yeah, because cats love boxes.
Yo.
I'm glad that the cat's okay. I totally could see how this cat could make it for 6 days without food or water. Cats are weird. But but most importantly, cats love boxes. So this is, I'm like, yeah, of course they boxed up the cat without knowing it. We have to, every time we get something sent here and we unpack it, I don't break down the box right away. I just leave it so that the cat can go, all right, well, let me see what it do in here. And then that's it, where it lives for like 2 days. It's just like, this is my box. And then something happens and it goes away and then I can break it down. But
I'm glad y'all have worked that out in your relationship. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we're working it out. We're figuring what, you know, some boxes have made it for like months because she's like, this is truly my safe place.
That's beautiful. But
yeah, you got to check all your boxes.
Yo, especially your shoebox. That's a box in a box you shipping.
That's true. But I bet that cat wasn't in the shoebox, but was just in the box around it. And if it was box colored, forget about it. at least my cat's a tuxedo cat. So she's black and white. And also tuxedo cats tend to talk a lot. So I feel like after we packed it up, we'd probably hear her like, which is, you know, tuxedo cat for bitch.
You really take me up in this box?
Hey, come on now. I mean, I like the box, but it's not like that, you know.
How, man, how well off is these people that like this cat is coming home again? Because like this would have been the end of my cat. Like,
like, well, like, guess what?
Real talk, Amazon got a cat. Real talk. I heard that cat live in Riverside.
You don't think you'd fly
for the cat
to California to get 100%?
I would not. Now, I would maybe like drive to Jersey for a pet.
Okay, well, that's why your wife or your kids would go pick up.
Yeah, real talk.
The cat. Like, that's not you. Honestly, the cat would probably be like, send anyone but him.
Real talk, that whole drive home would just be me talking shit to the cat. Yo, real talk, man, you see the shit I got to do because of you?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Cats respond to that shit. Cats respond to that. How if you talk to them just very plainly, they will respond like, okay. I see.
Real talk. Yeah, I bought one of this expensive cat mix for you. Party mix next week.
I mean, you still got, that's part of the reason why I get the cat back is because I got all this cat shit in my house. I pay, you know, the microchip. You get a microchip, someone scanned it. All right, so that's paying for itself. This is an investment.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's fair. I didn't think of it that way.
Especially my cat right now is eating some sort of rabbit food. And I don't mean food for rabbits. I mean, the food she's eating is rabbit. Okay, so that's a premium. So,
yeah, real talk. That's a fancy cat.
Because she's allergic to chicken or some shit. How do I get a cat that's allergic to chicken? So now I got this specialty food. Guess what? I'm getting on a plane and getting that cat.
That's fair. Okay. Like, I would get the cat, but like, I would tell somebody at Amazon that like, yo, I got to plan a vacation around this first. So like, I'm going to be there in like 3 weeks.
So can you hold on to the cat?
Yeah, hold on to my cat. You know what I mean?
Until I have PTO.
Real talk. I can't just be making frivolous trips because the cat's to Riverside. Okay. That's not happening, B. Is there like an NBA city nearby? Can I catch a game? All right, I'll go get the cat.
What is there to do there? What can I do?
Real talk.
What are your attractions?
Oh, man. In other news, a night at Rescue Me, where women hope to date New York City firemen. That's right. single first responders are the views of the ball at Rescue Me, one of the most popular and longest running mixer events. By a company called Single and the City. Firefighters, police officers, and EMTs are the only men allowed in. The hosts actually check their credentials at the door, and they get free drinks for the first hour. Women of all professions are welcomed and encouraged to snag yourself a hero, quote unquote. These events happen every few months at various locations around New York, with around 150 people turning out to each one. They're primarily geared towards women seeking men, but all are welcome.
Let me tell you this. This is truly one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. Are you kidding me? Do statistics mean nothing?
Yeah.
Do we know nothing about how the percentage of policemen that physically assault their wives?
Fair.
And you want me to go looking for one? Also, you going to give cops an hour to drink for free before the ladies get there? Nah. Who am I supposed to call when you try to chase me down to my car? Who's supposed to help me?
They homie who's also here drinking?
Get the fuck out of here. This is the worst. I can't even believe that this made it out of someone's brain onto a piece of paper. As a plan. This is truly the dumbest thing. Truly the dumbest thing. And the night is called Rescue Me? Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, this they're doing the one challenging part that these men struggle with for them, like the talking. You know, like they're eliminating the way that we know if any of these dudes are sane.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got to have a conversation, but they're like eliminating that by just only having them as the option. Now, I think it's cool that blue collar dudes are getting their shine. I love that.
No. They can get their shine if they want to. Like, look, here's the thing. This is just keeping cops from hitting on any body that they pull over.
Okay.
Have you, I'm guessing you haven't encountered that.
No cops have hit on me.
Pulling you over or wanting to detain you or something, and then just wanting to find out like your, what's your number? Like, are you single? Why are you out here by yourself?
I had one cop only because like she asked me where I was going, and I said I was going to a comedy show. I'm a comedian. And then that like started a weird flirty thing. And I was like, this is weird. Like, cause I'm trying to get to work.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So y'all have that all the time.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, that sucks.
And now they got my info because I got to show them ID. Like,
yeah.
What? Whose idea was this? This was Eric Adams, wasn't it?
Yo, you know what's funny? The lady who started it doesn't live in New York anymore.
You don't say.
She plans these joints remotely and lets other people handle the problem.
What a nightmare. Look, it's not that I have any... Okay, the woman who started it said she was inspired by her own positive experiences dating firemen.
Firemen, I'm okay with.
She thinks are sometimes snubbed by women in the local dating scene. What are you talking about?
Firemen get laid, I thought.
Firemen get theirs.
Yeah.
It's the cops.
Yeah.
Firemen are on. First of all, they're too busy being photographed for calendars to even come out to these events.
I don't have time. I mean, 7th calendar this week.
Like, I just, this whole thing of like, you know, women want like a finance guy or a white collar guy or blah, 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 blah. No, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you know I mean, women just want to feel safe.
Decent dude, yeah.
Yeah.
And they just want a decent dude. And if they're looking for a decent dude, I don't know if they're going to find him in finance. And I don't know if they're going to find him on the police force.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they don't, those dudes struggle getting women in that way because they're personality types.
Yes.
Like, they do jobs that show the personality type, and then women know, oh, like I should probably not talk with that dude.
Right. You know what I mean? Yes.
Like,
look, have you seen
there's other signs?
Have you seen this thing that's been going around on Twitter where someone asks if you were alone and you were up against like a man or a bear? You know, like if you were in
I've heard of this, yeah.
A man or a bear, who would you pick? And most of the women are like, oh, the bear. if it's just me and I have a pick between a man or a bear, I'll pick the bear. And, you know, and folks, why? It's like, well, I mean, how many times do bears kind of don't fuck with you if you're just still or something?
Yeah.
And that cannot be true, cannot be said for all men.
Real talk.
You know?
I used to talk about, like, this on stage that, like, I don't think enough people realize how brave women are in general. Like, in order for them to, like, assuming they're straight, in order for them to have sustained happiness, they have to consistently go out with a thing that might kill them that's a foot taller than them and 100 pounds heavier than them.
Right.
Like, that's how you, like, to find love, you have to keep going into, like, a trap. Right. You know, like, that's wild. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, just like the whole concept of that blows my mind. That, like, I'm 5'1". All right, let me go out with this 6'3" dude again.
Right.
Last one, it didn't work. He kept trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
When I didn't want to do stuff. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the only way to find, you got to keep approaching them.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's wild work. Like, imagine a dude, fellas, those of y'all listening, imagine if for you to find happiness, you had to keep going out with Shaq. You know what I mean? And sometimes he's friendly Shaq. Sometimes Shaq get angry.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't know which Shaq you're going to get. In fact, most of the Shaqs are going to be shitty Shaqs. You know what I mean? And you just hope he's just not, the shitty part of him is that he's not communicative. But every now, you know what I mean? You know? And the only skill you have to defend yourself is talking.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could, like, physically, sure, you could try, but they literally have a foot and 100 pounds on you every time.
Right.
And, like, every time the date don't work, you go home, your Shaq at home, your dad is like, nah, B, that's not how it should go. Your mom is like, you got to keep going out there.
Right.
You know, and so like society is telling you, keep going out with Shaq. That's crazy work. You know, like you know what I mean? You buy a cat to cope with it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to deal with this shit. Yo, yeah. It's on.
Yeah.
Props to y'all, man.
That's kind of where I am. I'm done. I'm not.
It's your hard.
Not doing it. It is hard. And I'm lazy. And bro. I see what happens for others where they just kind of fall into the situations, or it just kind of, and nothing has played out for me in that way thus far. And, you know, I'm tired of trying to move the things around to make it happen when I could end up, like you said, a shitty Shaq. So,
yo, real talk.
A number of shitty Shaqs. The last two shitty Shaqs, I'm like, you know, maybe this isn't my game. How about that? Maybe this just ain't for me. Maybe this isn't my thing, my calling.
Finally, California fast food franchises fear that they will lose customers to Chili's and Applebee's as prices for wages soar to $20 per hour. That's right. California recently raised its minimum wage for fast food workers to $20, and franchisees raising prices to offset this fear that they could send some diners into the arms of casual dining chains like Chili's and Applebee's. These chains aren't subject to the new minimum wage and therefore aren't expected to raise prices as much. This could potentially cause the price difference between fast food and casual dining restaurants to shrink. The $20 wage applies to workers at limited service restaurant chains, those where the diners typically don't get table service and pay for their food before eating it, with at least 60 locations nationwide. Fast food restaurants in California have been hiking prices to offset the wage, which is 25% above the state's general minimum wage. Though the legislation was enacted on April 1st, some restaurants gradually raised prices to avoid the sticker shock of dramatically hiking prices from one day to the next. Shane Paul, who owns 7 Jack in the Box restaurants in San Diego, told the local news he'd raised prices at his restaurant by about 10 or 11% over the past 6 to 12 months in anticipation of the higher wages. In previous years, he generally puts prices up by around 3.5% to 4%. A spokesperson for Jack in the Box said that its company-owned locations, prices have gone up 6 to 8% to cover the wage hikes.
All right. Well, here's the thing with that. I mean, I guess you could send the customers to Chili's or Applebee's, but a fast food customer isn't necessarily a Chili's customer.
Mm.
Like, you're going to get fast food because you're on the move. Like, if I have a 30-minute lunch break, right?
Right.
Do I go to Burger King? Or do I go to Chili's? They're right next to each other. Ooh. Chili's has like a nice lunch special, but I don't have time.
Right.
I got to go to Burger King.
Yeah.
So like, that's a different client. You may lose customers altogether. Like maybe now I'm just making, you know, the saddest turkey sandwiches at home to take into work.
Right.
To sit outside and eat. But I can't do Chili's because that's always going to take too long.
Right, right.
And you know, that's who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
People with limited time or, you know, especially like drive-through stuff like Chili's, yeah, Applebee's, they've got like call ahead and pick things up. But I mean, it's not the same.
Yeah. There's a time investment when you go to those places.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nah, you're right. You know, you reminded me here saying that they're not thinking about people on either side of this equation, right? Mm. Like, one, they're not thinking about the people ordering. Mm-hmm. Two, they're not thinking about the people working.
Right.
Like, if you're paying $20 an hour, and I work at Applebee's, Chili's, and I'm one of their peak workers, mm-hmm. I might leave Applebee's and Chili's and go work for you now. Now, your quality of service went up. Because if I'm going to make the same money at either or, I'd rather work at the place with a more efficient one-way thing. Whereas like Applebee's and Chili's, I'm being required to do more. I got to bring it out to the table.
Yeah, you know but I mean? You are also working for tips.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like if they're not getting the bump and raise And the tips now with my lower wage is only bringing me to about the same money I could make at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Why am I working at Chili's to do extra work? Yeah, I just go work at McDonald's, bring my A game there. So, like, if I'm these, like, fast food places, this higher wage might increase the quality of your staff and the employee pool. And now you can make more money by serving more people faster.
Yeah, but if you still had to raise prices, will those people come? Because they're like, yo, I can't swing it. you know what I mean? Like, because I mean, like, what McDonald's is charging now.
Yeah,
I know I'm looking at New York McDonald's prices, which are a smooth $2 more than the rest of the country. But like, even still, I'm like, if I shave $2 off, rest of the country still looking kind of nutso. Like, it's still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Hey, man, we are being squeezed from every angle possible. All of us are. Everything is squeezing everything out of us. And it's hard. So, I mean, like, you know, this is a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And there are so many situations like that right now that I'm like, I don't
can't win.
Know. Yeah, you really, it really does feel like you can't win right now on so many fronts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up, I spent $14 yesterday at Wendy's and I didn't even get a drink.
Oh, wow.
Straight up, just me. I got a fish sandwich. I got a chili and nuggets. Straight up. $14.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Straight up.
The range of what you got to eat.
Oh, I was trying.
And so I'm still processing that.
Yeah, I was trying to cut out the fries.
Okay.
So I wanted some with more fiber. So that's why I got the chili.
Okay.
Then I was like, all right, so I should diversify my protein. So let me not get a burger because this already got burger meat in it. So I got the fish sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yo, but I really want some chicken. So I got the nuggets. You know what I mean?
So I
thought it made
sense. All of it. I mean,
I hit the proteins. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, that's a lot. So your chili served as your fries?
Yeah, like that. Okay. That was like my way of like, I figured if I'm gonna eat like 1,000 calories of food at this place, I shouldn't have just like all carbs. I want some fiber and protein.
Gotcha.
So they got the beans in it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
I was trying to. I was like healthy adjacent here.
Yes, you know what I mean? I mean, as healthy as you can be.
At a Wendy's.
At a Wendy's, yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, all right, let me do this, and we work it out.
Okay, all right. I see. I mean, that's quite a span there, but I understand it.
There was logic behind it, you know what I mean?
No, there always is. Yeah. You're never flying willy-nilly by the seat of your pants when you go into a fast food restaurant. There is always an agenda. There is a plan.
Amen. I def think the dude at Wendy's thought, oh, this is for three people.
Right, yeah, no, because like, who's eating a fish sandwich and...
He was like, is it Lent? Like, he was like, what's happening over there?
I've gotten a filet of fish and a regular hamburger from McDonald's, and people have been like, in one bag? You know, like, yes.
I'm telling you, yeah. But it makes sense, the different like, taste buds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was just trying to vary my protein source. I think like the day before I had like steak or ground beef for like all three meals. I was like, that's a lot. Yeah, I was like, I gotta
If I could make a suggestion.
Please.
A salad.
I mean. here's my counter.
Okay.
All right. A, the fish sandwich had pickles.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
Not enough.
The chili got onions.
No.
You know what I mean? It does. It has onions.
It does, but that's not. Those are not the parts of the salad that are the important parts.
Those are vegetables.
No, that does not count. A pickle? My man.
There was three pickles. Three pickles.
You can't put all of that on a.
Three pickle slices.
You need a leafy green.
Okay.
Something leafy and green.
I'll ask for like some like lettuce in my sandwich.
Yes, at least ask for double lettuce on the sandwich.
They do offer to wrap the sandwiches now. at Wendy's. I do that when I get the junior bacon.
Okay. I mean, the thing with the wrap is that there's the same amount of like fat and calories in that as there are in a bun.
Yeah.
But it makes it feel like it's healthier because you're not holding it like a burger. Yeah, you're holding it like a... So, you know, it's just it's a mental trick, but...
It's like the TSA of food, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe just have them throw a little lettuce on one of those proteins and see if that can also help you. Especially if this is a day after you ate nothing but steak and but red meat the day before.
It was incredible.
See if you can just like chomp on a... Chop on a head of romaine or something.
If you would like to try Gastor's all protein diet at Wendy's, all you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. You an Apple, Spotify listener. We appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. Your stomach can't handle this. Weakling. You know what I mean? 5 stars. You a weightlifter like me. We out here getting brawling. Every day is a bulk. 25 years of bulking.
25 years of bulk. That's the name of his workout plan. 25 years of bulk.
I tell you what, it tasted delicious. It worked really well. You got to eat it in a specific order, though.
I'm sure it did.
You got to go fish chili nuggets.
Okay.
The nuggets, in a weird way, is like a dessert.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It works mentally. Like, all right, I earned this. I ate my vegetables from the first two. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout out this week to Black Girl Green World and Winnie Locke. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I give terrible health advice. I'm clearly sweating from sitting down. Gastromonte.
and I'm the a salad fixes everything.
Silly was so. Oh, man, this has been a Health Focus episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.